The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 605.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hey, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for telling your friends about the show. I know you've been really good about doing that, and it makes a world of difference, and I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. So how do you get into a regular routine of feel-good, positive stuff? Day-to-day basis, how do you do it? We had a question come in from a listener. A lot of good points made in this question, by the way. It says, I have truly come to the realization that I am what's holding me back from more clients, more abundance, more impact. I've been in your sandbox and I've learned a lot from you, but I'm not maximizing the resources I have available to me. How do I create a regular routine of doing the stuff I know is good for me? Abundance mantras, visualizing, et cetera, right? Regularly keep looking for the good things, all of this stuff. So great question, and I'm very excited to discuss this because in my humble opinion, I think most of us make, quote-unquote, mindset too hard. It's almost like sometimes our routines for mindset become like a whole new list of have-tos. And then we feel like if we don't do this list of things, then we are not going to feel good. But it's the list of things and it's the have-to and it's the obligation that's the feel bad in the first place. So how do you stay on track without making this list of things to do every day? So let's talk about it because I want to make it as simple as possible. So I've got three things that if you do these three things every day, you will be fine. And I'll even give you kind of like the graduate level, okay? So we'll start out with absolute bare minimums to the graduate level. So these are the three things to do every day. First thing, start your day with a commitment to positive mindset. So as you're laying in bed and getting up, put a post-it note on your alarm clock or across the wall that reminds you that you are a brain trainer. So we can even just say something like, today's a great day. I'm a brain trainer. I like training my brain. I remember to be happy. Like whatever it is that reminds you that, oh yeah, that's right. It's a new day. I've got a clean slate. I'm a brain trainer. So stay in bed, like don't get out. If you have to sit up a little bit, sit up a little bit just so that you don't fall back asleep. But stay in bed for 60 to 90 seconds. And during that 60 to 90 seconds, really rev up your brain and remind yourself of all of this. That's right. I'm a brain trainer. It's going to be a great day. I know how to do this. I'm getting better at this all the time. I love that I can think in my head. I love that I can be aware. It feels good to think thoughts. I'm ready to take on the day. It feels so good. You might even have some things you're looking forward to that day that you can think of. Even just phrasing things that you're not looking forward to with the words, I get to. Oh, I get to do this or I get to do that. And make it feel like you are ready to take on the day before you even put your feet on the floor. If you remind yourself before you put your feet on the floor that you're a brain trainer and you get yourself happy, you've got a running start for the day. So that's it. You're off and running. Now, many other experts you talk to, they're going to tell you, oh, you should have a power hour in the morning. And they're going to give you a whole list of things that you should be doing every morning. You should spend 15 minutes meditating and 15 minutes reading and 15 minutes moving your body and 15 minutes journaling and 15 minutes reading positive affirmations. Did I say reading twice? Anyway, it really gets to be like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. And here's why I don't subscribe to this philosophy. And I'm not saying if you're doing it and it's a good thing, keep doing it if it works. You know, certainly I'm not opposed to quiet time in the morning. I'm not opposed to meditation. I love all of those practices. They're all great practices. Here's the reason why I'm making this comment about not having a power hour. Because I think sometimes the story behind that routine is that if I don't do this routine, I won't feel good. If I don't do this routine, I won't be centered. The only way I can keep myself centered is if I do these 14 steps in a row, and then I can be centered. Where what I would like to suggest to you is that happiness is your natural state of being. Feeling good is your natural state of being. It's easy to feel good. It's not work, it's easy, it's effortless. It feels so good to feel good. And it's so easy just to release all of those things we do and feel good. So this person makes a note here. I'm not maximizing the resources that are available to me. And I'm saying all of that stuff is just stuff, you know, and I like to have a lot of tools in my tool belt too, to tweak or to do little in the moment fix it jobs on my thinking. It's nice to have a lot of tools in the tool belt, but it should never feel like it's work. So here's the graduate level of what I recommend instead of a power hour. Do a power 5 minutes. So you've got your 60 to 90 seconds that you did as you were getting up in bed. You go, you get your cup of coffee or your cup of tea, or you make a smoothie or your big glass of water or your morning walk the dog, whatever the thing you do in the morning, right around that time or shortly after, if you want to do a power 5 minutes, do a power 5 minutes. And you can define that any way you want to. You can do whatever you want to with that 5 minutes. It can be 5 minutes of closing your eyes. It can be 2.5 minutes of closing your eyes and 2.5 minutes of stretching. My power 5 minutes, I watch my Positive Prime movie, and you can get it for free if you use this link. You go to danawild.com/prime, P-R-I-M-E, danawild.com/prime. If you watch it on the fastest speed, which I do, and I recommend, it's Train Your Brain for Abundance. I picked out all the mantras in that session, though they all go directly into your unconscious mind when you use that free tool. And that's the only place you can get it is danawild.com/prime. Watch it on the fastest speed. It takes 5 minutes. While I am watching that, I say 25 abundance mantras, watching it with no sound. And I tap. I do emotional freedom technique tapping. So during the 5 minutes, I'm doing those three things. And that's it. That's my power up. Power 5 minutes instead of power hour. So why do I say 5 minutes instead of an hour? Because it's not like it's a bad thing to do an hour. But again, the idea is believe that happiness is your natural state. Believe that you're fine just existing. Believe that cleaning your kitchen brings you happiness. Every step, everything you do, everything that you give your full love and attention brings your happiness. You don't have to work at it. So step one, or practice one, start your day right. Practice two, throughout the rest of the day, just be aware. That's it. Be aware of what you're thinking and how you're feeling as often as you can. And if you catch yourself thinking something negative, celebrate. Go, oh, good. This is me being aware. I'm getting good at this. I just caught myself thinking something negative. Hooray for me. You know what to do. Change it. Start thinking more positive things. If you catch yourself feeling bad, turn it around. If you're not good at being aware yet, set an alarm on your phone or your watch for 10 times a day that just says aware. And during that moment, just go like, oh, how am I feeling right now? Check in. How am I feeling? You will not need that alarm very long. You will get good at this. And here's the cool part about this. When you get good at being aware, it starts becoming a habit. Instead of catching yourself feeling bad things and having to make them feel good, your awareness becomes realizing that you're in neutral and that you want to juice it up to feeling really, really good. So do your best to stay aware and just know that being aware, being in the present moment, giving the present moment your full love and attention, giving the opportunity to understand how you feel in that moment, all of that awareness, you use your awareness to shift your emotions. You use your awareness to catch yourself in those stories that aren't helpful and to turn them around. So instead of it being like, I have this list of resources that I have to use and I'm not going to get better unless I watch those 36 videos, realize that the quote unquote work is just waking up to our own lives. You know, we call it play. So you don't have to go out of your way to do more stuff or learn more stuff, or use more techniques or methods to get really, really good at this mindset stuff. It's easy. It's your natural state. It's just waking up and being aware of your own life, of your own emotional state, of the way you are feeling in any moment, being willing to shift it. And sometimes it's just being willing to be okay with it. You know, sometimes you just have a bad feeling or you're a little down or you're like, oh, Mercury's in retrograde and I'm feeling a little blah. And the quote unquote work of mindset is just to not fight it, just to not resist it and just be like, okay, well, this will pass and I'm just going to continue to walk the dog and things will shift. And I like that I'm aware and I like feeling better. Okay. So then the third thing is the end of the day. The last 30 minutes before bed is an important time. And if you are just mindful that if you're watching that crime drama, you know, turn it off 30 minutes before bed and start the process of going to bed 30 minutes before bed, just so that you're at least a little bit more in control of the things you're thinking. And the reason why this time is so important, by the way, is because this is a time when you go to sleep, when whatever you've been thinking just before that time, it goes straight into your unconscious mind. So you don't have as much of a filter during that time before bed. So then you lay down to go to sleep and you maybe are going to be conscious for whatever, let's say 5-10 minutes as you go to sleep. Intentionally during that time, just think happy thoughts. And if those happy thoughts are the list of things you appreciate or the list of things that went right that day or all of the reasons why you're happy you're a brain trainer or all of those happy thoughts, it can just be, I like puppies and think about puppies. Like, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate and you don't have to make anything happen during that time. But those things that you say to yourself during that time, they're important because they go right into your unconscious mind. And it's very easy when you have a habit of thought just before bed to create a belief around those thoughts. So that's why we're mindful. And that's it. Do those three things every day. You know, and anything else is bonus. You know, if you decide to do a self-hypnotherapy session every day, cool. If you decide that you are going to make tapping a part of your day every day, cool. If you are going to make physical exercise part of your mindset ritual because it's going to enhance your brain, awesome. Like there's no limit on what you can do, but you don't have to do any of it. You can be, do, or have anything you want just doing those three things. Start your day right, get the juices flowing. Be aware throughout the day. Use that awareness time to either shift yourself to neutral or shift yourself from neutral and above. And then end your day well. That's it. Isn't it fun that it's so easy? Don't you just love it? Remember to grab that movie at danawild.com/positiveprime. And I know that if you make that part of your graduate level, and it's funny because when I watch that movie, sometimes I feel like I really wish I could watch that movie. And then I just go like, come on, Dana, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. This is graduate level stuff you can finish in 5 minutes, and then the whole rest of the day is yourself, for yourself. That's it. I have to bust myself on this too. I have to bust myself and realize that more isn't always more. It's more about allowing things to happen and relaxing, and I know you've totally got this. Now, next time, remember to listen in because I've got a really good episode about a listener who really wants to stand out more and step up more in her business, but she's got anxiety, kind of like social anxiety, but really feeling anxious about being out there in a big way. What can you do? You'll find out then. And in the meantime, keep those mantras flowing.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house, you know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, 1 foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back, that crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?